is the story of a dragon who is very, very sure of himself. Once there was a war. The king who waged this war had many soldiers to whom he paid very little money. So at last, three of his soldiers decided to run away.
"But how shall we manage it?"
said one.
"If we get caught, we will surely be hanged."
"Do you see that rye field? We'll sneak over there when it gets dark and hide in it for the night. Then tomorrow, when the army moves on, we can safely escape."
But everything did not go as they had planned, for the army stayed on day after day. The three runaway soldiers in the rye field waited and waited, without food and without water. At last, a fiery dragon came flying along and lay down in the field, coiling himself in and out among the rye stalks.
"Soldiers, why are you hiding here?"
"We ran away from the king's army," said the soldiers. "And now we can't go out after food or drink, for we would surely be captured and put to death."
"I can save you, and I'll do it gladly, too, if you will promise to serve me for 7 years.
The soldiers looked at each other doubtfully, for they did not like the idea of having a dragon for a master. But since the only other thing they could do would be stay in the rye field and starve to death, they promised. The dragon seized them in his claws and, flying high in the air, carried them to safety. When they were on the ground again, he gave them each a little whip, saying,
"Snap these whips and gold will spring out of the air like grasshoppers. The more you snap the whips, the more money you will have. This you may do for 7 years. At the end of that time, I'll give you a riddle. If you guess it, you can keep your whips and I'll have no more power over you. But if you fail, you will be my servant for the rest of your lives."
And with this, he flew away. Quickly, the soldiers snapped their whips, and sure enough, gold fell from nowhere and landed in shiny yellow heaps all about them. Now the soldiers set off on a carefree journey. And at the end of 7 years, they came to a cave in the side of a cliff. There, they sat down with long faces and were looking very unhappy when who should come hobbling along but an old granny. Seeing how sad they were, the old lady asked what the trouble was. The soldiers didn't think she could help them much, but they told her about the dragon and the riddle they must solve.
Now, my lads, that's not as bad as it might be. I can tell you what to do. The dragon is my grandson. It's getting dark and my dragon boy will be home soon. Come in here and hide.
Then she lifted up a trap door in the floor of the cave.
Be very quiet and listen, and you may hear something which will help you in your trouble.
The soldiers did as they were told, and soon the dragon came flying along.
"Well, my boy, what kind of a day did you have?"
"Oh, not much luck today, Mother. But in a few days I will have some fun. 7 years ago I signed up 3 soldier lads, and their time is almost up. And they must answer me a riddle. And it's a good one, too. Listen. In the great North Sea lies a dead long-tailed monkey. That's to be their roast meat. The rib of a whale shall be their spoon, and an old hollow horse hoof shall be their wine glass. Isn't that good?"
And he went to bed in high glee. A few days later, the dragon reappeared.
"You promised, and so now for the riddle. I'll take you to my dominions, where I'll give you a feast. And what do you think you shall have
for roast meat?
The first soldier said, in the great North Sea lies a dead long-tailed monkey. I suppose that's to be our roast meat. The dragon was surprised, but he went on,
and what's to be your spoon?
Said the second soldier, a rib of a whale. Isn't that right? The dragon made a horrible angry face and said,
ah, but can you guess what shall be your wine glass?
Said the third soldier, an old hollow horse hoof, no doubt. The dragon turned purple with fury and then flew away, roaring very loud. The three soldiers laughed giggly and snapped their whips for more gold. Yet they haven't stopped. They're still at it.